I want to talk about both the prophetic office inside the church and then the watchman office outside the church, because that's what I'm really hearing from him right now. Basically, the prophetic office and the watchman are going to be receiving prophetic dreams and visions. Every Christian should be receiving some sort of prophetic gifts. They should be able to speak biblical prophecy by the Holy Spirit to others in a fellowship environment. There's also personal prophecy that can sometimes come through that gift of the 9 Holy Spirit gifts. And then the office of prophet in the church is someone that's able to prophesy into the ministry and also prophesy maybe on a larger scale, not only just for the church and for individuals in the church, of course, but maybe about world events and things. Of course, there's prophets of Baal. There's false prophets that are either not Christian or are Christian, but living like they're worshiping other gods. They're worshiping the world. They are not living in accordance to the Bible. They don't really believe that that's important. That's still going to be a prophet of Baal if they're operating in the prophetic gifting. They're not going to be getting clear messages, and they're going to be misleading the pack because they're not standing and representing for obedience and righteousness. So what I want to share with you is talking about the prophetic office, where the person that has the gift of prophecy from the Holy Spirit, the 9 gifts, and or the prophetic office in the church, and the watchman, all of them will have dreams that will be giving information about what's to come. There may be dreams of storms. There may be dreams of something politically happening. There may be dreams of things that warn of the church, like the church pastor has a snake in the pulpit. You are being warned in that situation that there's something going on, that the pastor is involved with a snake and it's affecting the church. So a snake type of personality, a seducer. So it could be a wrong association that the pastor knows about or doesn't know about. You could have dreams of flying above situations, flying above cities, where you see something happening and that is alerting you to something about that city, that the city needs prayer, something's coming for that city. Maybe someone you know in that city needs prayer or a warning. So those types of dreams you will have. And what God wants us to know about those types of dreams is we have to pray immediately after those types of dreams first. We have to seek Him first. If you don't have time to hear from Him before you think something might happen, go ahead and pray first, then seek Him on what this means, because it could be where He's having you learn and understand His language. It's not always where He wants you to do something or tell somebody. As a matter of fact, when you're first starting out, if you're a new Christian and you've always had dreams of the future, you've always had visions, you've always had more of a sight, but you haven't always been with Christ, and maybe you haven't yet been fully delivered. Maybe you haven't gone through that long process of casting out demons, which it is a long process. If you want total victory, you cast out until you see the victory in all areas of your life, your relationships, your finances, your health. You want to get to that level where you know God would have you be. So you want to be getting delivered that whole time until you get there. And getting delivered isn't just casting out demons. It's reading the word. It's worship. It's spending time in meditation on the scriptures. It's understanding things of God. Deliverance is many things. The Bible describes deliverance as many things. The ways that we get delivered are many. That is what I'm talking about when I'm talking about deliverance. So it's not necessarily just you cast out demons on and on and on and on until you get total freedom. It's a biblical definition of deliverance, but very, very important. Something, again, that different denominations skip over or put too much emphasis on the actual casting out, when deliverance is more wrapped up in many things. And if you've got people casting out, but they're not interested in righteousness or living right and obedience, they're going to continue to sin. They're going to continue to have 7 more wicked come back to them if they're not filled with the indwelling Holy Spirit that we have to invite in to indwell. So lots of things involved in even having a prophetic ministry. We can just assume, though, if we have an understanding of that and we're getting dreams, maybe so we're a new Christian and we're getting the dreams and we've always gotten visions or we've always had an inclination for things that we could see, maybe had a spiritual sight in some way. Well, there's a way that God wants to use it. So you have to learn how God uses it and how God speaks to you, because it's very different than divination. It's different than the psychic realm and the things that these days half the people seem to have a desire to develop these types of supernatural powers or giftings, or calling these things gifts or saying these things are gifts. We have to get delivered from that. We have to make sure that our spiritual sight and our spiritual hearing is God's way, and that we're delivered from all the other stuff. So that's the first thing, is the office of the prophet and the watchman are going to be able to access information about what's to come. And they're going to need to make sure, have I been delivered from the world's way of receiving this information? Because he built you already for this. He knew ahead of time what you would be doing. He knew, he wrote in this book, your life for you, in Psalm 139, before he formed you in the womb, he wrote what your life would be. Doesn't mean we get to that. It means that his intention for us was that. So he's built you in a way, even physically, that you would be ready to receive these things. But we have to make sure that we're responsible in turning off the antennas for the way that we used to do it, or the way that our family used to do it, or the way the world really sugar-coated excitement, you know, making something evil look good. And it's all through the cartoons, the supernatural stuff. There's a lot of interest in that. This is part of where the watchman comes in. It's a calling for a time that was prophesied, and it is a responsibility, and there's much, much warning that has to happen. And so part of what I was just speaking of is the responsibility of the watchman to make sure the prophetic office is clean. So the watchman needs to be telling the prophetic office, make sure you're delivered. This is why deliverance is important. Here are the things to watch out for. Here is what the New Age does. Here's what to do if you are always spiritually sensitive. Here's how to disconnect your antennas for that type of hearing. The watchman is going to help the prophet to heal. So the watchman is going to be someone that was always the outsider, never fit in with the church, never fit in with a certain denomination, never fit in with a certain church group. Always saw things in the group that they were either warning people about, or that they knew about and knew to stay away from, or that they felt ousted, or they were ousted by that group because of their nature of being a watchman. So that being with them, God had created it so that the watchman would be alone a lot of the time in preparation for the times to come. So the watchman will have spent much more time, even than the prophetic office. I know the prophetic has a lot of challenges that they go through and overcome. And there's also the watchmen that even have more difficulties in life that they cannot even explain or describe. Sort of like Jacob wrestling with God. It was his personal struggle. It was his personal battle. So he didn't have to go out and share it with other people. It was just what he had to go through. And he had the limp afterwards. So watchmen have a lot of wrestling that they're doing, but it's something that nobody sees. And so they're being prepared about what the dangers are beyond what most people see, even the prophets, because the prophets aren't supposed to see everything. The watchmen are supposed to see these specific things. So the watchmen are more the prophetic, where they're warning of dangers and deceptions and things that nobody believes, because everybody's under this social mind control in this time, in this day and age. And even that, you, when you hear that, you hear a watchman. You don't hear a prophet saying that, because it's not popular and it brings about certain thoughts or criticisms or suspicions about this person. This doesn't sound like a Christian, that type of thing. But the truth is, the watchman has the ability to tell the truth, is not afraid to tell the truth. The watchman is a very good investigative researcher, investigates the Bible, the history of the Bible, and then the history of our culture, the true history, which is often hidden. So getting to those facts and then revealing those things, it's a lot of thought, it's a lot of time, it's a lot of study behind the scenes. So this is the wrestling. This is the wrestling with God about how we have been taught in our culture of what is true. The warnings of the watchman. It's going to be offensive to our political stance, our beliefs about what the education system has brought forward. So this is more about the media, the social programming that has happened in our world. We have formed an identity through that antichrist, satanic world way. This is the world we've been living in. The God of the world has been involved in the movies, television shows, the schooling, the universities, the food, the music, everything you've put your hands on your entire life. The God of the world has directed that. And here are the consequences, and here are the things that are warnings for these last days. The Antichrist will deceive those who do not love the truth. The watchmen love the truth, and they are not very popular. So what I'm saying overall is being a prophet all the way around is not always easy, and it's not always glamorous. So when people are getting prophetic dreams, it could be very troubling to you for many reasons, because who do I tell? When do I tell it? How do I tell it? What if I tell it? What's it going to come back on me? What's it going to do to my career? What's it going to do to my marriage? What's it going to do to my family? What if I speak up about what I'm seeing? Has God told me to say something? He'll need to tell you direction. So you need to seek him with direction about what to tell and when. There are people that have done prophecy very well throughout history, and they have held their information for the time that it was needed. So they've kept it, they've documented it, and then they released it when God said, okay, release this now. So keep your notes, keep things written, and again, pray right away if you feel inclined. I need to pray for this city, this person, this whatever dream showed you, if you think someone's in danger. And then go ahead and say, why did you show me this? And he will reveal it to you, but you do need to seek him. If you seek other people, or you start calling people and telling other people, you're just really kind of getting out of where he would want you, and he may stop showing you things. This is getting back to what I was talking about before, where if he's showing you a lot of things in your life, he's preparing you often, but he needs you to mature first before you're ready to release things and reveal things. By that way, he's going to know you can handle the information that he's giving you. So he's showing you earlier in your Christian walk, say, when you're not quite as mature, you don't know the word as well, you're not deeply studied in the things that you need to know. It just takes time. It's nothing wrong with being new. We all go through it, and it's a very deceptive time, so we can easily get stolen away into false doctrines very quickly. So we're fighting with all those things. So then we get the dreams, and we're thinking, we're so excited about Jesus that we think, oh, I've got to just, we get lit up and we go out and we think we've got to be moving in these gifts. And it's often God saying, okay, I'm going to start to show this person these things, and I want to see how they handle it. And if they handle it well by being able to hold their tongue when I say, or before I say, to say something, then I'm going to be able to give them more information because I know that they can handle it. And so the better that you handle things, the more wisdom that you have handling things, you will get more revelation that is directly from him in the times to come. There's not really much value in, say, getting online, and it just depends on what he is telling you to do. But I've seen the fruit of people getting online and having these really, really scary futuristic dreams, and they're just talking about it with so much fear. And then they're just saying, basically, I just wanted you to know, I don't know if you're gonna, what you're gonna do, if you're gonna move out of that area or supply up or something like that. The fruit of that is, what do people really do with that? Maybe they just get more into those Hollywood ideas about the rapture or the last days, and because of the emotions, the person of the office of the prophet is okay with a lot of these big name teachers, big name shows. The watchman is saying, well, the Bible says a friend of the world is at enmity with God. We are to be separate from the world, seeing the errors and the things that are being taught, so many things that the watchman sees and is going to warn you against. and he's going to direct you back to the Word of God and going deeper into understanding about what God's heart is. The fascination with the supernatural has got to go, especially if you're a watchman. You're not going to have that at all. You're just absolutely not going to have that. It's going to be about the business of God. It's going to be about the business of righteousness, the business of the scriptures. It's very studious. There's no fun in the work of the watchman. Again, the prophetic is going to experience more of the enjoyment, at least, of a church community. Usually there will be a type of church they like to go to, and there will be many of people that flock to those types of churches that are like them. The watchman is going to be shown things, however, that are unexpected about biblical truths of this time. So what's coming across is what I think a lot of the watchmen are going to be seeing in their dreams and visions. Everyone, including the ones that have felt very isolated, very set apart out of necessity, something that God has done, but it's felt like the devil. And to tell you the truth, it's going to be a mix of both, but it has to produce the watchmen. It was all intended to produce the watchmen of this time. Now we get to get access to the things of him, but that we're able to see truths that most of the world is blinded to at this time. And there's going to be so many deceptions, and we're going to see them all. So we won't just see some. And that's, again, something I see in the prophetic office, is they're seeing some of the deception. They may be seeing demons that need to be cast out of people, and they may be seeing wrong doctrines, but there are many, many subtle things that you can see when you open up a Christian YouTube page, when you walk into a Christian church, when you open a website of a Christian ministry, a Christian foundation, a Christian charity. There are going to be signs that you see that the watchman is going to know right away. There's something wrong here, and here's what it is. And they're going to be able to point that out, but they have to explain it because it's hidden. So there are things that the devil does in secret. There's things that he works in hidden ways. This is why the serpent is more subtle than any other. Serpent is very subtle, and there are things that look very pretty, but the watchman is going to see right through it. So it's like as if Eve would have been able to say, wait a minute, yes, God did say that we would surely die and turn away and go to Adam. Like, that's what God wants us to do in the end. He wants the reconciliation of the original sin. The reconciliation of the original sin is, no, the truth means more to me than your deception, and I'm going to repeat God's truth in the face of the deception, in the face of the devil, in the face of the serpent. And I'm going to say, yes, God said, you shall surely die. And then I'm going to go to my Adam. I'm going to go to my Jesus. I'm going to move back to alignment with my spiritual husband, my husband, like Eve is doing to Adam, if that makes sense. So if that gives you a picture, it's important to God to do it right. And what the watchmen are doing is saying, this is the way. It's saying it to the devil. It's saying it to the world. It's saying it to Christians. It's saying it to non-Christians. And it's living it. So that's a person that God can trust with a lot of prophetic dreams about what's coming, to be able to show people a way. Because in the Word of God too, he says, I will not give you a temptation, or I will not let you be tempted beyond escape. I'll always give you a way of escape. So right now, we're going to be seeing tragedy and hope, tragedy and hope, tragedy and hope. And this is a form of mind control, which brings people to what's called a blank slate, that is allowing someone to be completely open to whatever instructions are given to them. And this can be very dangerous for anyone, Christian or non-Christian, because those people have to love the truth. Christians have to love the truth. So the non-Christian, they might love truth. So you've got a lot of truthers out there. These could be watchmen, and they think themselves to be watchmen, but they don't love Jesus. So Jesus is the truth. So they can't love truth without Jesus, but they think they do. And so you just have a very, very small group of people that love truth and love Jesus. And it's not their perception of the truth based on their emotional wounding and their political stance. It's their perception of the truth because of revelation from God, and sometimes these dreams and the product of their deliverance. I pray that this class and this section was helpful in understanding why we see a lot of prophetic people outside the church, if they're not involved in a church, if they're not involved in a ministry, what is it that they are doing? So what God is doing with them is preparing them. I really feel He's compelled me to make this class to help those get beyond, because you can really get stuck there. You can get stuck as a watchman in your closet. And you're so used to being wrestling that, like, what if Jacob just kept wrestling with God? So it was the man that said, I've got to go, right? And Jacob says, I'm not going to let go until you bless me. And we need to see this as watchmen, that if you're wrestling, and it's struggle, and then all of a sudden you're getting an ability to let go. It's daybreak, it's time. And you have to say, I am not going to let go of this struggle until you bless me. And this blessing is going to come as you being able to be released out into the world and starting to see these things and speak these things as He guides you, because He trusts you, because you've shown yourself strong in the things of God, where you've been able to bite your lip when He gives you information and hold things even for years if it's necessary, or to say something to someone boldly in the Holy Spirit, the way that the Holy Spirit would say it, not to condemn someone or to harm them or to sting them, but to share something delicately or strongly that He wants you to say right away. So He will do that too. So it's not just withholding or biting your lip. It's a lot of speaking out about things that may be hard for other people to hear, but you got to trust Him that He's going to give you the words for that. Go ahead and get your dream journal out and look through some things that you've been dreaming and think about this in the context of what we talked about today. Maybe it makes you feel more understood that God has developed a prophetic watchman that is more set aside to be prepared for this time and loves truth and really is tempted to open the mouth a lot to say things where the prophetic may be more comfortable or more loved, more beloved around a church environment. And that's a wonderful thing too, because that needs to be there. So we just bless everyone that's got this prophetic gift. Every Christian should have the Holy Spirit gift of prophecy. And then the office of the prophet, we bless those in the office of the prophet inside and outside the church. Sometimes there's paraministries. Have a prophetic ministry. Before we were in the shadows, but now we're in the light. Now we're speaking up, we're talking, we're communicating, we're engaged. This is the time for this. This anointing should bring that to you as well. So God bless you.